Hello.
I can speak to Mr. Hogg, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Thomas. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case, sir. How are you, Thomas?
I'm fine, hi.
Fantastic. Have you got a quick 5 minutes, Thomas, so I can talk with you about your case? Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Thomas, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Now, my role here at MMA is to gather as much information as I can, whether that be from you, from the local authorities of the care settings you stayed at, any NHS, any police reports, anything like that. It's to gather all the information and present that to Scottish Redress with you. My role today is not to drag over the statements that you've already gave us. You know, you've been through enough. My role is to find out how being in care has affected you into your adulthood. Whether that be, you know, depression, substance abuse, alcohol abuse.
I used to go fear about alcohol, but I've never touched drugs.
Okay. Did you say you had an issue with alcohol, or?
I was and then the Western General for 18 months with panic attacks and all that.
Okay. I'll take that hospital details off you in a second. I've just got to pop it into a different section. Have you been diagnosed with any sort of depression, Thomas, or any anxiety?
No, I'm quite I kind of keep myself to myself, sort of thing. I like working on my own. I like doing things on my own.
Yeah.
There's two or three people. I like working. I like it doing it on my own. But when there's a group, I don't like doing it again.
Yeah, get that, buddy. Thanks, mate. I don't know. What do you work as, Thomas, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm retired now, but I do a couple of neighbours' gardens and that just to clash Mulberry.
Yeah, perfect. What was your career? What did you work as?
I worked in a powder hall down an overhead crane at the wreckage, burning the furnaces.
Yeah, that's scary, them cranes.
Well, I'll be scared. Very scared.
Okay. Can I take the hospital info again, Thomas, that you were in for your panic attacks?
The Western General in Edinburgh.
Okay.
I was in a psychiatrist for 18 months with alcohol related.
Okay. Give me some sense.
The Dr. Tate.
Was that in Western General?
Yeah. Psychiatrist called Dr. Tate, a lady.
T-A-Y-T-E?
I don't know how it's spelled. I think it was, I'm not too sure if it was T-A-I-T or T-A-T-E.
Okay, that's fine. I'll figure it out. Did they go into, obviously, your time in care and how that may have affected you?
No, they never went into anything like that. After I come out, when the family invited me anywhere, I never ever went to any of them, whether it be weddings, funerals. I just wouldn't go to them because none of them come to see me after all the years in care.
Okay, so I have 4 separate care settings here that you lived in or you stayed in. What I'm going to do, Mr. Hogg, is I'm going to write to the local authorities, the relevant local authorities of these care settings, I'm going to write to the West End, whether it's still open or it's closed.
It's still open, the West End, right?
I'll write to the NHS Trust that runs that hospital.
Uh-huh.
With your permission, I'll obtain all of your
That's fine.
Thank you. I'll obtain all your medical information relating to your alcoholism. Because obviously we can tie that back to your time of being in care. What I'll then do, Thomas, is I'll send you all of the information. You can have a copy of everything I get, and we'll discuss each care setting.
I'm sure there were a picture of one of the morning papers when we got assaulted by one of the teachers with the belt in our back. They had our head between the legs, and I'm positive there were a paper took pictures of it with our backs black and blue. Eh?
Okay.
Oh, I've been looking. I'm sure it was a newspaper. I've been going through my phone, googling, and trying to find out 70, 71 wind about that time, and I just can't seem to find it.
Yeah. Who's the teacher? Do you know the teacher's name?
Oh, Mr. Palmer. Mr. Palmer.
Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, you don't forget people's names.
Yeah. Mr. Palmer. Okay.
That was in Lasveda Assessment Centre.
Lasveda, yeah, I've got that one in from 1967. Okay. So, obviously, me and you will have a chat. I'll speak to you each month, Thomas. I'll give you a call each month just to check in, mainly to see how you are. Explain to you how the case is going.
Even your child abuse, your slave labour, we were made to pick tatties and pools for 8 hours when you were only a kid. Grouse beating, over holes with grouse beating and that kind of breaking your leg nearly. You never broke it, but you had a few bad poisons.
Yeah.
I've been married 49 years. Keep myself to myself.
Okay. What I will ask Thomas is, do you have anybody that witnessed your alcoholism? An impact. We can use it for like an impact statement. Which would maybe be your wife.
Definitely my wife. Eh?
Yeah. So what I'll do is
blunt it because I had to say outside. If nobody was in the house, I had to say outside so somebody could see me. And they said the panic attacks coming on, eh?
Okay.
I couldn't go on the bus. I had to walk through the home to the other side of Edinburgh, to the hospital twice a week because I couldn't get on the bus either.
Get on the bus because of the crowds.
Aye.
Okay.
My wife took the blunt of it, eh?
Yeah, but that's what happens, unfortunately. Take the full force. So what we may do, Thomas, and obviously again with your permission, your guidance, I may speak to your wife in a few months' time. Details from her on how you know you've been with the panic attacks, your alcoholism. Just a bit of a character statement, really, so we can present it to you.
Government. No, it's fine.
What'll happen then, Thomas, is we will chase for a panel date. Your case will be assessed by a panel within the Scottish Redress system. But then hopefully we will get you an offer. You then decide whether that offer is sufficient. You'll be advised by our senior solicitor, Matt Bell. On whether to take the offer or not, and then hopefully we get to a point where we get you some recognition for what's happened.
Even when I was at the children's panel, when they took me to St. Leonard's, and I ran away from them, they chased me up 4 flights of stairs, and I jumped right at the top of that window again. It was just frightening, eh?
Yeah, wow. Did you break anything for that, Thomas?
No, never broke nothing. I just landed in, I cut a roof halfway down and landed in a closed down square. Ken, but that's the type of thing you were panicking and feared about, eh?
Yeah,
and frightened. You just want to get home. Ken, I run away twice from them, and I went back on my own accord, and it's
yeah.
I wanted to see family, but my family just didn't seem to want to be interested in. I think it was costing them too much money to maybe try and come up and see me and things like that.
Yeah, so about you get the feeling then that you're being let down by your family, don't you?
Panicking. Well, I never went to any weddings or funerals or parties or things like that for about 20 odd years, 30 years maybe.
Really, constantly, or also in a
state? No, I've started to go to one or two now. I've started to go to one or two of the parties now, but I just kind of, I didn't really treat them like brothers and sisters, sort of thing. And it's no, it's just no there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry, Thomas.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
it's just no there. It's my own fault in a way when you look at it. Yeah.
But,
when you're still to go to school, again, your mother sending you to secondary school, we barely stopped under your jeans in the summer, eh? And it's.
Yeah.
You get bullied and it's.
Yeah,
it's like growing up, I think, eh?
No, it's not. You know, you've been let down by multiple institutions, multiple people, which has had a massive reflection on how your life has turned out. Whether that's good or bad, it all stems from your childhood.
Uh-huh.
No child should ever have to go through, you know, what you've been through. So,
well, you'll never had a childhood.
No, although I am happy to speak to you. I wish we were talking under different circumstances, to be honest. So, any questions, Thomas, on how I'm going to take your case forward?
No, I'll just play it by ear, and when you want to phone me, just phone me, it's not a problem.
Perfect. Okay, so that's going forward. I just need to go back over a step. Obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of these cases and you as a client, I just need to explain to you exactly what our fees are, what other options are out there for you, and then you decide what you want to do. So just to let you know, Thomas, you can actually apply for Scottish Redress yourself.
No, that's fine. Just carry on. You say, anything you got off them, the bonus, it's...
Yeah.
You're lucky you get the chance to maybe get something off them, eh? But...
Yeah. Well, I just need to explain these three options for you, and then obviously you can decide yourself. So you can apply for your Scottish Redress yourself, but then obviously it's down to the, you know, your trust in the government to pay you a fair fee, which obviously these institutions have already let you down. There are other law firms out there that won't charge you any fees. They get paid by the Scottish government.
Mm-hmm.
Or the government legal fee scheme. Now, they get paid whether you win, lose or draw. And there's not much I can comment on that, to be honest with you. But we don't do that. We don't take any money from the government. We don't want it. We've actually rejected it. We're advised and guided to, but we don't want that money. What we want to do is enter into a fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee basis. So our fate is tied to yours. So whatever you win, if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. It's our job, and it's in our best interest to get you the most amount of money, because we won't get paid until you get paid. Our fees are capped at 20%, Thomas. That's inclusive of that, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less in some instances, but depends on how much time we spent on your case. We will give you an itemised billing if that's the case, but you will never pay more than 20% in total.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Do you understand those three options?
I understand them, yes.
Are you still happy to go with...
I'm still happy for you to carry on with that.
Perfect, thank you. Just to let you know, Thomas, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period as well. What that means is I can't start working on your case until 14 days. You have the right to waive that 14 days, and that means I can start, obviously, on your case as soon as possible, but that's entirely up to you.
I'll just pay by the 14 days, just carry on.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Thomas, is I'll write your letter with all my contact details, after our details, any contact details you need. If you need me, Thomas, call me. Even if it's just for a chat. If I can't answer, leave me a message and I'll phone you straight back. If you're struggling mentally, or you don't know, you're struggling to cope, obviously call the emergency services first or your doctor first, but if you need me, if you need to have a chat with me, give me a ring. I'm always going to call for you. I wait for you, Thomas, so I'm here for you.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Like you said, buddy, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I just wish you were talking under different circumstances.
I just wish I was a bit younger and enjoyed my life.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.